I sold my car in Carvana last night.
Well, that's cool.
No, you don't understand. It went perfectly. Real offer, down to the penny. They're picking it up tomorrow. Nothing went wrong.
So, what's the problem?
That is the problem. Nothing in my life goes as smoothly. I'm waiting for the catch.
Maybe there's no catch.
That's exactly what a catch would want me to think.
Wow, you need to relax.
I need to knock on wood. Do we have wood? Is this table wood?
I think it's laminate.
Okay, yeah, that's good. That's close enough.
Car selling without a catch. Sell your car today on
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
Horror at the Store is sponsored by FYE. You can check them out in-store or at FYE.com for some of the coolest horror merch you can find. What is up, you guys? Welcome to another episode of Horror at the Store. I'm your host, Katie Hettenbach. And today we have a lovely human here today. She is a comic and a producer of all the comedy shows in the entire world. And she said to mention that she is from West Virginia. Give it up for Becca Ward. Which also, normally I stutter on your name. And
Oh, really?
I haven't today, which is like, I feel really good about myself.
Because if you did, then I would be baby caca.
Yes, which is your favorite joke.
Yeah, which is Spanish for baby poop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is great. Not baby poop. No, gross. Ick. I don't like baby poop.
I just haven't seen it in a while.
I am a full-time nanny usually, so yeah, it'd be like that.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, that's a great lead-in.
Already. Babysitting. Wow, that I didn't even mean to set that up. Wow. Today we're watching the 2016 film, Better Watch Out. You better watch out because, dear God, I don't want to babysit. I'm so glad rule number one, never babysit teenage boys.
I was like, maybe this is a West Virginia thing, but like my mom would leave us home when I was like six. I'm like 12 year olds have babysitters. Like,
yeah, he was pretty old.
I was raised by a water hose.
I mean, I would understand if it was like overnight, like you have like an adult to be there with you.
Right.
Or it's like, cause I've had that where I was, before I could drive, it's like, hey, someone's just gonna hang out to like drive you places. And I would do that with like two kids I babysat for like a summer. I would drive them. Like they took care of themselves. They made themselves lunch. And I was like, I'm just here if you need me. Like,
yeah, make sure they do like do their homework.
Yeah,
and all them,
stuff like that.
Your responsible party in case anyone needs to go to the hospital.
Yeah, you know, like those little things. But oh my God. So for those of you who have not seen this movie, it's a this is the log line from IMDb. Starts on a quiet suburban street. A babysitter must defend a 12-year-old boy from intruders, only to discover it's far from a normal home invasion. Yeah, so like they're babysitting, and first of all, stack cast.
Oh my gosh! And child actors are not my favorite.
They're not,
and it's so distracting.
Yeah, the girl and then the friend are actually in another horror movie called The Visit. Mm. So they play brother and sister. So funny, which was a
I
prior.
Like that.
And then the main kid played Peter Pan in the newest version of Peter Pan.
Oh. So,
and then you have, what's his name? Darke, is that how you say his name? Montgomery, who is from Stranger Things, who played Billy in Stranger Things.
Oh, yes. Yes,
he's
yes,
in
yes.
it. And then you have... what the fuck's Patrick Warburton? Is that how you say his last name? Warburton? Who's like Family Guy. He's just a god
staple.
And then you have Mrs. Candyman herself, Virginia Madsen. She's just beautiful, the mom.
I was trying to figure out where it was set. And then I Googled it because I was curious. And then I was like, oh, well, they filmed it in Australia.
Because
but that's also hilarious because I'm like, okay, then it's winter in the summer. Mm-hmm. So that all tracks. And then mm-hmm. the kids aren't in school. Mm-hmm. Or I don't know if Hollywood kids actually still.
They go to school. They go to school on set. But it's right. like, yeah, right, it's right. not real school.
But yeah, I was just thinking how kind of funny was that. But then, yeah, I don't think they said a town name.
They never did. Okay. It's the Australian part was weird to me because I was like, first of all, why couldn't you have just filmed it
I'll tell you why. Because I researched it. Because I was really interested.
The only thing I know about it was because they were upset because the doorknobs were so high.
Oh, that's hilarious.
And like, did you not notice that? All of them are like really high. I'm like, all of these people are either giants or these doors are so fucking big.
That's and they just so funny.
They're so like they're all like everyone's like reaching up to get them. I'm like, why?
Huh? Maybe it's yeah to make the 12-year-old look more like a 12-year-old.
Sure,
like,
it was definitely not.
Yeah, very kind of like lanky, limby human as well.
So tell me why it was in Australia.
So it's in Australia because like the first budget was like minimal, was like less than half a mil, and then. Somebody wanted to, I can't remember who it was, but they wanted to pick it up and, made it noticed that, peck over, which I thought is better to peck over than peck under. I hate myself for that, but couldn't stop.
It works.
So I think I just made myself blush by that horrible joke.
Good.
But, his mom is Australian.
Okay.
So then they were like, we'll increase the budget to 3 million.
Okay.
If you want to do this in Australia. But like the SFX were not $3 million quality.
I don't think they needed that $3 million because it's honestly, it all took place in the house and it was like nothing was crazy with like special effects wise. There was
it was ketchup and mustard.
Yeah, it was crazy. Literally.
That was funny.
They did. You know, they staged this like home invasion because the kid is in love with his babysitter and he's like drinking alcohol. He's like trying to get her drunk.
Be the cool guy.
But he's 12. Let's just make he's 12. And I'm just thinking, if any of the kids I babysat ever did this, this is why I don't babysit teenagers. I'm like, because if this ever happened, I'd be like, I'm going to leave you alone. I quit.
I was that kid.
Oh, my God. Jesus Christ.
I lost my virginity while babysitting.
Oh, my God.
But I was the babysitter, but not to the kid. Wait a minute. Not to the kid.
Okay, yeah. Okay,
I just had the hot boy from my school who lived next door come over.
Got it. Okay, cool. Thank you for...
Because
I was like, wait.
I was like, wait, did they write this about me? Oh, my God.
Oh, no. This is about you.
Actually my biopic.
Someone like tries to break in, or at least they think they do. So like hiding upstairs, and then they realize that it's his friend like fucking around.
Right. Trying to pull a prank so he can look like the hero and save the babysitter. Mm-hmm. There are some other, and then it just all hell breaks loose.
Yeah, it is. I saw this, I think, a year or two ago, and then I watched it again. I forgot how uncomfortable the entire, like, I literally was just, like, cringing. I'm like, this, I'm so violently uncomfortable. Like, it is just a kid, like, trying to get with his babysitter the whole time. And I'm like, at one point, like, when they, like, he, like, reveals his, like, evil ways or whatever. He's, like, got her strapped to a chair.
Yep.
They're playing Truth or Dare. And the friend dares him. He's like, touch your boob.
Oh, my God,
he goes, do you have a preference? And I'm like, and then he just goes for it. He goes, wow, I see what all the hubbub's about. I'm like, Jesus Christ, you were 12.
Oh, shoot. You're good.
I'm like, you were 12. Like, this is not. This is icky. This is scary. I'm scared. And I felt so bad for the friend because, you know, he didn't want to do any of this. He's like, I just thought we'd like scare her and touch a boob.
Yeah,
I just
wanted to like smoke a little weed or whatever.
Yeah,
like he was into that. But
what
then
else? He was doing oxy and shit.
Yes. I'm like, I thought that was wild. Like, kids are different. That's just, they're different kids these days.
I was like, damn, the fact that he knew what oxy was. I didn't know what weed was till like sophomore year of high school. I didn't know what things were. So, like, I lived a sheltered life.
Yeah.
I lived a very sheltered life. My parents didn't tell me anything. I had to find out in school. I was like, what's that smell? And they're like, that's weed. I'm like, what's that? And they're like, marijuana. And I'm like, are those the same? And they're like, yeah. I'm like,
whoa. So I thought it was cool how, like, the structure was actually what I enjoyed most.
Yeah.
Was, it was almost, like, broken up into thirds.
Mm-hmm.
Like, first third, you think he's just this, like, kind of confused, sweet, young kid, like, kind of, what do you call it, puppy dog, puppy love or whatever.
Yeah. He's just like, I love my babysitter. And like, I like,
and you're like, oh, who's the bad guy? Yeah. And then everyone kept telling me like, don't read the synopsis because yeah, you don't want to ruin it going in. Yeah. Sure. Shit. 30 minutes in, you're like, oh, okay. I really like this. And then after that 30 minutes, there's like an hour into the 90 minutes. Then there's another kind of turn of like evil. And so it was cool. I think it was well done because it wasn't like a story in five acts. It was like a story in three.
Yeah. And that kid, he ramps up pretty quick. He goes from being really innocent to like murdering people, but like in really fucked up ways. Like, let's talk about the boyfriend who comes over to apologize to, you know, the girl because he's like, I'm going to get her back. And then he gets like taped up to one of the chairs, and then they decide to bring him by the stairs, and they're like, what's happening? You know, don't worry about it, dude. And then he flings over a paint can, just like in Home Alone.
I noticed. I was like, this is Home Alone.
I was like, oh my God. He's like, oh, but let's try it one more time. And they're like, no, don't do it. Literally paint can head exploding, but all you really see is paint.
I know. I actually really appreciated that.
They didn't really show a lot of like, there wasn't like
the gore. I'm not a big gore person. Yeah. Like, I like the psychological kind of thrillers.
It was very,
so that was fun.
Yeah.
In that way. But it's like, and then later they flash back to the same scene and the paint can is literally covered over his face. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking at the time, I was like, this is either budgeting.
because $3 million could not do that.
Yeah. Or you know, they're saving us. Because I was like, if this were slightly less violent, like maybe a kid could watch this movie.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, this is a good film to show your babysitter.
It's a Christmas movie.
It's a jolly holiday movie.
Which is funny. Two things I don't traditionally like. Like, I took like a 10-year break off of horror.
Yeah.
And I think it's just, I got waked out by the Saw movies, by Hostel.
Yeah.
Like, it was just a little too much.
Yeah.
And then, and then I just kind of recently started getting back into them. But I also hate Christmas because I'm so optimistic as a human, but there's just something about Christmas, I'm such a Grinch. And yeah, so I was like, oh, I love this.
That's fair.
Like, this is meeting me on my level.
That's very fair.
It was weird. She was going to school, though. Like, she was leaving.
She's like, I'm leaving tomorrow. So I wanted to
go to school in Pittsburgh or something.
And she's like, I wanted to say goodbye. So I took one more babysitting shift. I'm like, if you're leaving tomorrow,
I'm raging tonight.
I don't know, panicking. I don't know. Right. I think I cried before I went to college. I don't know. I don't remember. It's been a minute. But like, no, like, yeah, that's what I'm doing. I'm not going to be like, oh, you need a babysit? I can't. All right. Yeah, I'll do it. Yeah. You know what? My last night.
Sure.
Why not?
I hate my parents.
Why not earn $80?
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Nicole hosts Easter every year. That's why she shops at BJ's Wholesale Club, stocking up on spiral ham, baked goods, fresh flowers, candy, and 5 dozen eggs.
I've got a lot of baskets to fill.
Nicole's not worried because she knows she can save big and get it all done in one trip.
It's like winning the Easter egg hunt.
When you save, everyone wins. Get a $15 digital coupon when you spend $150 in one transaction, now through April 5th. Visit BJ's.com/Easter coupon for details. BJ's, your Easter destination.
I did appreciate that there weren't a lot of like holiday tropes.
Yeah.
And I didn't even think that they had played the song, like Better Watch Out.
Yeah.
And I was kind of trying to listen for it.
I think they might have played it for the credits, but I don't even
know. No, they played Joy to the World at the end.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And that's also what the carolers were singing.
That'll do it. Also, carolers, are those a thing still?
During COVID?
No.
Probably not as
but
much.
I was like,
hey, let
I've
me breathe
never...
my mouth air into the entrance of your home.
Honestly, like, hot.
It's a new horror movie.
Into it. But I've never seen a caroler. And I grew up in like the Midwest suburbs. And I think that's where it would be prominent. But like nothing. Like literally, I've never seen a caroler before.
Yeah.
But I've also never seen an ice cream truck until I moved here. And I really wanted to go. But fun fact, they only accept cash. They don't get take Venmo or card. I never have cash on me. And it's really sad.
I liked that they like He's getting drunk off of champagne. That's funny.
Yeah,
one,
he's like, wait, like, you know, you're drunk. Yeah, but you are too. We should just kiss. And then he's like, oh, I'm going to drug you. Because he was like, I'm going to drug the babysitter. If you try to escape, I'm going to drug you and have my parents think that you drank all the drugs. Alcohol.
Yeah,
and
like, oh, yeah, that you're raging or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, yeah. And it's like what the fuck? And I, oh God.
There were some like fun kind of holiday, not tropes, but like just kind of themed horror things that mm-hmm. I really liked that didn't seem so kind of like so predictable. Like yeah. wrapping her in the Christmas lights. I thought that was really fun.
Yeah, and,
like,
I was like.
Cute little cinematography.
Cinematography.
Yeah, beautiful. Yeah, beautiful.
It's a hard word. But yeah, that, and then the ex-boyfriend who was like coming and he's like, well, come get some ass real quick. And then the guy is like, oh, write a note to her. Do it. Little kid's like, write a note. Oh, is that all you got? Say you're sorry or whatever and write more. And then he just hangs him.
Yeah, that was really, really creepy.
I was like, also, when did you set that up? How long have you been planning this?
Well, there were a couple little instances like that where I was like, believability goes a little bit out the window, yeah. But I give him the benefit of the doubt because it's horror and we don't care yeah. as much.
But I'm also like when did you, I'm like, when did you do this?
Or like when they hear the window crash, I didn't think anybody was near that window. Mm-hmm. Like, I thought his friend was outside. I thought Luke was still downstairs or in the house. So yeah. I don't know. That part was a little confusing, but I also thought it was funny how it's like he stabbed her in the neck and like doesn't have enough blood on him to like take a shower or something before.
I always thought that he like the mom found out because he had like a little bit of blood on his neck or something. In the end, she obviously survives because she's just a badass.
Yeah,
and like
she just flips him off in the ambulance.
I wish they would have shown like in the credits had like a slow mo of him getting caught and trying to run and then like dragging him towards like the police and his parents like sobbing and like, oh my God, you did it. I wish they would have done something like that. I think that would have been amazing and just fun.
I think they're just super setting themselves up for a sequel.
I mean, it's
for
been
sure.
It's been 6 years, so.
Oh my God.
It's been 6 years.
But then, I mean, but right after that filming, right, you gotta do the fundraising. Mm-hmm. You have to get the money. And then it was COVID. Mm-hmm. So then it's like people aren't traveling. So like I understand why it might take some time, but now the kid would look and be too old.
Yeah.
To do that. So that's an, yeah.
He's back. He's at her college now.
Oh.
He's like, I'm still in love with you and I'm going to murder you.
I thought it was funny too. I was like, when did he send the text to her ex to
yeah.
come over? I was kind of like, when I watched it twice.
Yeah.
So the second time I was kind of looking for those.
Mm-hmm.
I can't help it.
Yeah, no, I got you.
Just something where I'm just like, no, if I'm going to believe this, I need it all to be believable.
Exactly.
And then it's like, okay, but then the phone was in the fish tank.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I don't know about you, but like my iPhone in 2017 would not have survived a dunking in a
fish tank.
It
would have died pretty quickly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I was like, oh, because he pulled it out and I was like, oh, I've seen it before, but I was like, oh, he's going to put it in some rice. That's what he's going to do. That's what he's gonna do. No, I don't know why I thought it just worked. I'm like, oh, that's not, that logic is gone. Okay, you have a super phone. That's cool.
Yeah, he set up the paint can. He set up the hanging outside. Like, yeah.
And then he shot his friend.
Oh, that was awful.
I was like,
that part
like,
was
shot
really
me. I want my mom. And
crappy.
I was like, oh.
Yeah. Also, he's got noodle arms, so I didn't. Being from West Virginia, I did not see a gun kickback.
Yeah,
so
you're like, that's
like,
not
come
a real,
on, guys.
I mean, I no, shot a gun too. You gotta have a little bit of a yeah. kickback, something. He's like, he would also have probably like a bruise.
Yeah, he's gonna bruise. Yeah, like, yeah, they're gonna find out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's gonna
so
bruise.
It's like he's hopefully now he's in jail. He's rotting in jail.
Well, so he took a pill at the end, right?
Yeah.
Like right before I went to sleep.
Yeah, because he's like, oh, I'm gonna because he. They have to. He has to take the sleeping pills because he has been sleepwalking.
Yeah,
but
then okay, is that a setup for later, or like there were a lot of things that felt like they were setting us up for a sequel.
Yeah.
Where it's like there's just some, yeah, a lot of open-endedness, but I didn't mind it actually at all. I didn't mind the whole movie. Maybe it's like I really do not like Christmas.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. I mean, it really wasn't like, it was very loosely like a holiday film.
Yeah.
But like it had that, like the aspect of
this
it.
Is gonna go in my top three with like Die Hard a favorite.
Amazing. Yeah, which is movies. Like, is it? You're like, hey, yeah, it is. But
definitely
it,
is.
You know, but so out of 10, what do you think?
I think what pushes it over the top for me is the child acting.
Yeah.
Because traditionally it's like distractingly bad. Mm-hmm. Even in Stranger Things at the top, like yeah. The kids, like they definitely, you know, they gain a lot of experience, I'm sure, from season one or whatever. Mm-hmm. So every season they get better and better. But in the first season, it is distractingly bad. So I loved that. I love the all-star cast. I'll probably give it like a 7.
Okay.
Because I feel like it could have been more layered.
Yeah.
Like I feel like there could have been more intricacies or like if you're going to go psychological and not lean into any like physical violent, like a slasher, then you need to really ham up all of that kind of psychosis. Mm-hmm. And so I kind of wish they leaned into that a little bit more, but then would that have been less believable because he's 12? But I do believe 12-year-old boys specifically, like 12-year-old girls are just mean.
Yeah.
Verbally. Mm-hmm. 12-year-old boys do scare the crap out of
me. Dude, they're insane. They like throw things and I don't know. That was the ghost. That was weird. Did you get that? No, you didn't. Damn it. That was weird. Whoa. One of the FYE from the Krampus on the mantle fell, but just randomly. Interesting. That was weird. But yeah, I give it a... I give it a 5.
Yeah.
This movie makes me so uncomfortable. It's great, which is it's doing its job. However, I hate it.
I think it parallels it's just uncomfortable. Like too many situations.
I've been
in your current life.
I don't like this. I don't like this at all. So yeah, it's a 4. 5, 4.
Yeah.
It's getting lower as we speak.
Because I even think that maybe like I liked the babysitters more.
Yeah.
Yeah, there are a couple, like, what was it? When a Stranger Calls?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there are just others that have more elements to it. But I liked that it was super current. And, yeah. Like, there was a lot of enjoyable things. And anytime it's 90 minutes,
you're like,
it's a less than two-hour movie
it's
with
a quick
this
watch.
Level of ADHD.
You're like, let's go. You're like, let's go. Hell yeah. Well, thank you for being here. Do you have anything you want to promote?
I have to ask you one question.
Yes.
I have one question for you.
Yes.
So wait, who are you in the Scooby-Doo cast?
Oh my God. I just like made out with the mic a little bit. Who am I? Like as what character do I see myself as?
Who do you kind of relate
to? Oh God.
Cause you're a big Scooby-Doo person.
I am a big Scooby-Doo person. Wow. I've never actually been asked this before. This is hard. It varies. Like if I was for Halloween, I would be like, I want to be Daphne.
Right.
But I feel like personality wise, Shaggy probably.
Okay. I was thinking the exact same thing.
He's a vibe.
That's great. Right.
And I love him.
Like where I was like, see, people will be confused because I may like come off as a Daphne, but like truly I'm definitely a Shaggy.
Yeah.
Like need a lot of food.
Yeah.
Probably because I'm a little stoned.
Yeah. Like, yeah. It's how it be. But he's just also, he just wants to have fun. He just wants to hang out.
Yeah.
And he's like, you know what? I don't really want to be around scary things. And, you know,
yes.
I mean, like, I like to watch scary things, but I don't want to be around scary things in real life. So, you know, it checks out. So Shaggy for you too?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Yeah. Promoting wise, I mean, you know, I run a great show out of the HaHa. I run a great headliner show called Hard at Work once a month. All self-proclaimed great, but also by others.
You know? I agree. They are.
And I do a lot of stand-up around town. I just mentioned to you, but I'll say it again here, this is my third time at the store this week. And
that's
amazing. Yeah, it always brings a lot of joy. And I've almost hit all three rooms here.
That's amazing. So,
well, now I can say it's like 3 out of 4 because I've done the podcast.
Yes,
too.
You so have.
I'm just last is the main room.
There you go.
So
and
that's pretty
you know
rad.
What? You'll probably hit that again this week.
If anyone needs a babysitter for Christmas, I'll be here.
There you go.
I don't plan on doing anything.
There you go.
Yeah. And what else I have going on next? Yeah. But you can follow me online, Becca Ward Comedy.
Yes.
I always have fun things happening.
She has a lot of fun things happening always. So thank you. And thank you to our sponsor, FYE. Why am I speaking in an accent? I don't know. FYE, you can find them in store or at FYE.com. Becca, thank you so much.
Thanks, Katie. That was awesome.
You can follow us on Instagram at horror at the store. And you can follow me as well at KT Hetty.